The more that we are laboring on this, and into the ministry on this and fellowshipping about this, and somewhat in the trenches on this. And let me tell you, it is a warfare. It's real. It's real. And surely the enemy is attacking the college age, no question about it. Surely he's attacking, all of
You're gonna do something about Wednesday sermon.
but I would definitely confirm to you that the enemy is attacking the children.
Amen.
No doubt about this. He is
Amen.
not withholding because they're small. He's not withholding because they're cute. He's taking advantage
Yeah.
of every means he can. And so we just feel like we're so happy. We're so happy that we're firing back.
Right.
We're not silent.
Amen.
Well, brothers, there's really a lot I could say, but our time always goes by too quickly. But I hope we would leave after our time and hearing this report with a kind of alloy, a mixed impression. On one hand, the enemy is attacking our kids like never before. I mean, forget about comparing it to when we were kids. It's incomparable. But on the other hand, the Lord is really doing something.
Amen.
He's really doing something. And this dark age is really providing an opportunity for even the smallest light to shine. And it's making the contrast between what is of God and what is of the enemy so clear. There's now a dividing choice that even our kids can see and can make.
Yeah.
And so with that, perhaps I can just hand it off first to Ben Lockhart. No, I'm sorry, to Tim Graver, and he can update us on the books and the material that we now have. And then after that, perhaps Ben can speak a little bit about what the Lord did in Ukraine and in Poland, and what he is about to do again. There's a new project with them for the Ukrainians. It's marvelous. And if it's okay, I'm just gonna hop in and out and interrupt everybody because I can't keep quiet on some of these things. But if I could hand it off to Tim. Tim?
Praise the Lord, brothers.
Amen.
So we have
Amen.
new books. I believe you've gotten all of our books in the past, but there are new books now available. The most significant of those is the 30 character story books. Brother Lee put out this book on character with the 30 character points, genuine, exact, strict, and so forth. And so we've taken each of these character points and turned them into a short story that is age appropriate. You can see Peter's putting them up there. So there's 30 of these, each 30 stories in 10 volumes. Each story has been edited very carefully to be good for the children and good for the parents reading them, so that they can read together in your family times. Each book, each chapter starts with the topic. Peter's putting it up now, and it has this case. This is broad, and the definition of broad. And then it has the story reading with illustrations that can be color. And then at the end of each story, there is a, Peter's turning to it now, there is a Bible verse that can be colored, family talk time to have a discussion together with the children about the chapter that you just read, including some things to consider, a number of items to consider about that chapter. So we believe we worked on this for over a year. We believe this is a great compendium of stories to read with the children. You can see it's a level two story, so it's a little more advanced. It's for the 7 through 9 age groups. They come in a box set. Do you have one of those with you? Okay. They come in a box set, and we're really excited about making these available to all of the families. Okay, there's another series of books called In the Beginning, God Created the Heavens. This is a level one series. Do you have any of those handy, Peter? Okay. This is a series of books that you have gotten the first sets on. In the Beginning, God Created the Heavens, including the atmosphere, the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars. We're just recently released a series on God Created the Earth with the
land,
the seas,
the trees,
the small plants, and
the rivers.
So this is a set that goes well for the level one children. What I wanted to let you know is we're releasing two more sets in this series. In the beginning, God created the animals. And so the animals is another set of five books. Ben, help me with these.
Yeah, the creeping things, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and the cattle.
So all of these living things. The point of all of these books is God's care for man and creating these things.
Hey there, guys. Welcome back to another video. In today's video.
And then after God created the heavens, God created the earth, God created the animals, the last set will be In the Beginning, God Created You and Me. And in this set of five will be all matters related to humanity.
And that set is almost done as well. That set.
We'll talk about things like the face, the hands. And then in the last one, we'll talk about the conscience of man.
That one also has a book on He created them male and female.
So these are some of the new book projects that are being worked on right now. Or have been recently released. We're happy to let you know that we have a volume two of some of our books. You may recall the book True Stories of Exceptional Character. It's a level three book with the hand drawings of the stories of various characters in history and their experiences of exceptional character. So we have a volume two coming out soon. It's been written, edited, illustrated, and now it's under final review. That's True Stories of Exceptional Character.
Let me show you some of these things on that book. If I can, let's see here. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Just need to find the file that I downloaded. Should be on top, and it's not. Let's see, what's it called? Activity. Oh, tell them about the activity book. For those,
so something that we're doing as a side companion with this book is an activity book. So not only would you be able to read the stories, but you'd be able to have some activities with your children related to the characters in the book. So the activities would be word searches, mazes, all kinds of puzzles and so forth, with the intention of giving the families some activities to do together around the books. Here is a Sudoku.
Let's see here.
A maze, find the difference, a word search. Fill in the blank. Okay.
Sorry, it's not all here. Mm-hmm.
Now, another book that is being worked on is volume two of our daily Bible verses. And this is a book that you've seen with the daily Bible verses, 365 daily Bible verses. The volume two will be Bible verses related to 50. How many characters?
52.
52 well, each week. Each
yeah.
week would be one character from the Bible. So starting with Adam, Eve, Abel, Cain, carrying all the way through to the New Testament, so that by the time you read through all of this volume two, you'll have a good representation of all of the key characters in the Bible. The eight great men in Genesis, Exodus, and so forth. Now, besides the book publishing, we're also publishing new videos. So if you go to the website, under videos,
right,
there's a whole new series called God and His Creation.
Right.
And this has been released. Peter can pull it up. Videos, God and His Creation. Mm-hmm. Also in the video category, we have...
Go ahead.
Also in the video category, we have the lullabies. We've been adding steadily lullabies. These are the Bible story songs recomposed by a composer in Spain, sorry, in Germany, to be very good for bedtime with the children. And then another illustrator composing these into videos format. So you could put it up on your screen, set it up in the corner, let it sparkle the light against the wall while the children fall asleep. Here's one with a creekside scene.
Tim, we can't hear these.
Okay, let me.
I don't know why it's not.
Yeah, I didn't check this. Okay. Now it should work. I have to be careful that I don't put you all to sleep. Here's another one. Can you hear it?
Yes.
Yeah. This is that tune, all things came into being through him. But much quieter, much calmer. When we have a tail. So,
then wake up, brothers. A couple of final things that you may not have seen before. We have stickers now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
On the website, you can order stickers. And the stickers are all custom made. You won't find them on Amazon or anywhere else. They're just made for us. With our drawings and the computer version verses on them. And we believe the children will need to have these and put them all over their things. One brother shared, this is a way for the children to unfurl their flag when they're out at school and so forth so that others can see. What they stand for.
Go ahead, Tim.
We're continually adding new songs, and we recently added the what is the songbook, the illustrated songbook?
God's Design.
God's Design. God's
Design, yeah.
So we're going to be taking the Bible story songs and putting them into songbook format. And these are all with custom drawings drawn just for us. And so the drawings have elements from the songs in them, so they lend themselves to a good sit down, sing the song, point at the objects in the book, have a discussion about it, interactive in all the things that are available. Then we have a new book in our warfare series.
Yep. You may
recall we have You Are Higher Than the Animals, You Are a Girl, You Are a Boy, Upside Down. We call this the warfare series. We have this new book, brand new, hot off the press, You Are Not Alone. And this deals with the case in today's world where the children, although they're connected more than ever, many just feel alone, lonely. So this reads,
It says,
go ahead, Peter.
Sorry. Yeah. It says, sometimes you might feel like you're all alone, especially when things get difficult. But that's exactly when you need to remember that. And then it has the parents here. Even before you were born, your parents loved you very much. That's why when you were a baby, they made such a fuss over you. They made sure you were okay and that you always felt loved and cared for. Your parents want you to always remember you are not alone. Have you seen this book yet?
Not yet.
Only some of us had.
Okay. And then, so each page, there's more that want her to remember. Here are her brothers and sisters. They want her to remember you are not alone. So now you have her and her parents and then her brother and sister. And then the next page, your grandma and grandpas also want you to remember you're not alone. And it just gets larger like this. Your cousins and your nephews want you to remember you're not alone. And it gets larger. And eventually she just gets surrounded by people who want her to remember that she's not alone. But then I have to pause here because it says, and there's one more very special person who loves you most of all. The Bible promises that he is with you all the time and that he will never, ever leave you. That wonderful, caring, and faithful person is God. That's right. Even though you can't see him, God is right there with you all the time. Mm-hmm. God is never too busy to listen to you. And how you're doing always matters to him. God loves you very much and wants you to always, always, always remember you are not alone. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Really like. So the next time you feel sad and maybe a little bit lonely, that's exactly when you need to remember. And then it has everybody there. Your dad, mom, grandfather, grandmother, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, cousins, friends, teachers, doctors, police officers, firefighters, and God all want you to know that you are loved very much and that you are not alone.
No, put it down. I put it up. It's perfect. We got a new
phone. Oh, good.
And behold, I am with you all the days. So I feel like this is so needed. We like to send a copy to every home in America.
You had mentioned in an earlier fellowship that this some of the brothers in the recovery who deal with psychological situations had found that this is a prevailing need among today's generation, young generation.
That's exactly right. It's one of the two most prevailing needs right now. The other one is our kids think that they're not worth anything because the life of others that they see on the internet and on social media seem to be perfect and amazing, right? We know it's not, but the kids don't know this. And so they compare their humdrum life to these amazing pictures of these amazing lunches and amazing things that they do, and they feel that they're not worth anything. So the next book that we like to do in this line is called You Are Precious. And I just want to point out, you're not alone, and you are precious.
Amen. So praise the Lord, there's a lot of good progress in the new materials department, both released and coming out of the pipeline this year. Amen. We feel the Lord has really been leading us, strengthening us in the development of all of these things.
Yeah.
Amen.
So So that's just a quick overview of some of the material. And so now we're up very close now to 40 books. And we have well over 150 videos. We have about 500 songs. There's some projects that we're doing with those songs. We're in the midst of a project now where we're going to take all the text and put them clearly up there on the screen so they could be accessed at home, you know, or anywhere. There's a number of things we are also posting. If you check out our YouTube channel, we have a YouTube channel now, and we encourage you all to subscribe. And on that, we don't have a complete version of anything. It's just, we call it a nibble. You can just go there. The Bible tells me so on YouTube, and you can nibble on the songs. There'll be a little bit of a song with some text and some things, and then there'll be a link to come to our homepage. So we feel like this material, although it's made for the recovery and for our kids, it really needs to go over the wall.
Amen.
Right? I mean, how many parents of our brothers and sisters out there need a book like this?
Yeah.
Where they can sit with their kids and impart this into them, not just that they and their family cares, but that God, he cares, and he's with you all the time. But yet it's not leaven and things.
Yeah.
Something healthy. So there's that. Okay, and then we've been, you know, we always say that we feel much more comfortable being pushed than being pulled into a thing rather than us pushing ourselves into it. Well, lately we have been pulled into Spanish. And that has been increasing quite a bit. Now there's a team in Spain who, although they're not serving with us full time, we've been told they are at our disposal. And it's a team of 13, and they have been laboring on translating our songs into Spanish, finally. We now have a site that we will start to populate. So there's a lot happening in Spain and in Spanish. I had lunch with Brother Sterling about 2 weeks ago, and he's over the moon, and he wants everything in Spanish tomorrow, you know. So we need help, and we need prayer, and we need more laborers with this. And we have also been pulled very much into Ukrainian. Ukrainian has now 14 books of ours, 14 books in Ukrainian. This is a big deal because nothing is in Ukrainian. Even Living Stream is just now starting to get their books in Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. Ukraine has always used Russian, which has worked fine, but now you can imagine they're not interested in Russian anymore. They want things in Ukrainian. And so here we are with 14 books, and we've got more books in Ukrainian than we have in Spanish.
Right.
And so that is largely being done by a sister who had to flee the Ukraine and who went to the full-time training in Moscow and who served with kids and is now serving here in Texas 2 hours a day with us. And she comes down between 3 to 6 days a month to come here to Huntsville full time with us. And so she's done a lot. We also have a sister in Poland who does the work of 10 men. She's really a dynamo. She's got a pum, pum, pum. She's been serving for a long time. She graduated from the training, and about 2 years ago, she began to help us, you know, here and there. And towards the end of 2022, she said in a coordination time with her, she said, "Brothers, I have to let you know I've been praying that by the start of 2023, I would be full time with the Bible tells me so." And I said, "Wait a minute. Be careful. Don't pray that, because you're serving on the college and you're very useful there, and don't get us in trouble. You know, we don't want to pull you off of the college." And she said, I'm just bringing it to the Lord, because that's what's on my heart." Well, anyway, as you can imagine, it absolutely worked out. And she, from the start of 2023, she's been serving full time with us, and everybody's happy about it. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. The Lord placed her peacefully in the body, and she's been very happy and very productive. So we were able to get a office for her in Warsaw, right in the house where everything is done there. It's called Puzanista Street House. And so we got an office for her, and we turned it into a lovely studio with the green screen, professional microphones, cameras. It's the talk of the house. All the college age think it's the coolest room in the house, so everybody wants to help there. And so now we have a full-timer in Warsaw with a fully equipped studio who's producing. And then the Lord moved a number of the trainees from Moscow to that very same place. And so it's like a hub now. We have Ukrainians there, Russian saints there, Polish saints there, and many of them are beginning to produce material in their language with that equipment for their countries. It's really the Lord's wisdom.
Amen.
Okay, so that leads us to a report about what the Lord did in Ukraine. What he's in the process of doing right now. Ben?
Amen. Okay, brothers. So I believe, Peter, we have 25 books now in Polish. Is that I think we're close to 25, because they just had the 10 character books, right, printed there. Peter?
Yes, that is right.
Yeah. 25 books. And so now we have 14 books in Ukrainian, 25 in Polish. So February of 2022, I believe, we started to see the mass exodus of women and children from the Ukraine on the, just on the newsreel. And here we were working full time on these materials that were for families. And so we really just started to have a feeling to start to pray and to consider what might the Lord do with us to help meet this this need that's arising with all these displaced families. So we actually started to work on some translation even before mentioning anything to the coworker brothers, just based on that sense that maybe the Lord could do something. So immediately we started working on the songs. You know, songs are the way into the children's hearts and into the homes, you know. Even Brother Lee talked about the importance of singing with children. So we started to work on the songs, and we've translated every single one of the Bible story songs into Ukrainian with a couple of sisters. And
how many
and there
is
are I believe it's 350, about that many. Four complete albums are sung and recorded and posted. And we've gotten many reports of their use, both in the Ukraine. Well, I should say in the Ukraine, in Warsaw, and in Gut Elam, and how helpful they have been with the children there in Gut Elam, and also in the Ukraine. And so anyway, we contacted the brothers, and just presented it to them, said, brothers, you know, we have some things that we're developing. If you think there would be a need, and the fellowship was, yes, there is a need. And, perhaps you could help with meeting this need. So we made this, small, coloring book. It was about 20 pages. We had it translated, and we printed 1,000 copies. And we told Brother Albert Lim that we were ready to bring 1,000 copies in suitcases, and possibly have another 9,000 printed there in Poland. And he said, we're going to need more than that. He said, there's 300,000 that have already, fled. And so anyway, but we said, well, that's a number that we can start with, and we'll print more once we're there. So Peter and I were able to go there in March, and immediately the need was also met from different saints in the region. Some came out from Germany to help serve. We went to the train stations, the bus stations, and we brought these coloring books. There was a small tract, a little helicopter toy for the children to play with, and let's see, the tract, the coloring book, oh, crayons for the coloring book, and I think that's the entirety of the packet. But we brought a total of 10,000 we handed out in that week, but the final count ended up being, I think, close to 80,000 that were handed out. And some of the testimonies that we heard was that, the situation was so sensitive because of the women and children that were in this kind of state. And so even going in, we had a lot of fellowship about how to go in and how to be among these suffering ones, but the testimonies were that the moms, when we brought them these packets, or when these packets were brought to them, they were just immediately kind of warmed and melted. And one Ukrainian sister there said, Ukrainian mothers don't let strangers come up to their children and hand them things, but we found that it was such an opening for these families, and even for the gospel. So the tract also had a link to the ministry webpage, where the brothers were in real time translating things into Ukrainian from the ministry. And so that was also a way for them to contact the ministry of the age. So we felt like it was really the Lord that led us down, in that way. And we feel like He was able to really use the care of the children to reach the families in the Ukraine. One brother shared that this is really a dispersion of many in Ukraine all over the earth. And so each gospel contact is a seed planted, you know, in all parts of Europe and probably even the U.S. And so 80,000. And that work actually continued long after we left. And then today we've continued, as Peter mentioned, that the translation of Ukrainian materials. And then there is an opportunity that Brother Peter Welk is in fellowship with us about, to give a gift to the families in Ukraine of 14 of our books and a CD. And of course, this is all covered in the fellowship, but there are 146 families of the saints still in the Ukraine, with children who are 12 years and under. And so we were able to have these books translated, and they're being printed currently. And we're going to put them in packets, 14 books and a CD, have them delivered or printed and delivered to Warsaw, and then carried over to Kiev through saints, and mailed out from Kiev to the 146 families. We're actually sending 160 sets. The Lord's been able to cover the fellowship and the means, and so we're really excited about that.
Amen.
Brothers, did I miss anything?
I think that's good. Those books were printed in Poland. Yeah, and they will be sent into the Ukraine. It's just a little touch from us to say you're still on our hearts, you know, through this long, drawn-out war there, where you're still on our hearts. So...
Amen.
Was that okay, Andrew? That was a lot, but there's a lot. Amen. There's a lot happening. If you gave us 2 hours, we'd fill it.
Amen. But, thank you, brothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, brothers, I mentioned this to Peter earlier. I feel that if we can have a time like this, regular time with the parents, it'll be wonderful. We purchased, I believe, 650 sets, right, for all the churches in Northern California. I know many of the families, they have these sets. They might not know how to use them, and they might not know these updates on the website. These websites are like grocery store, right? You can go there and pick up all kinds of things. If you know how to utilize some of these tools and the videos, and you know, the kids can really benefit from those. And I feel if we can schedule a time and invite the brothers to come in person or even online, it will benefit the parents and the families. The second thing we like to bring up to the brothers is a matter of the support. You know, for the last 2 years, we have been supporting the Lord's work in this matter of the children's material. And as you can see, that the need is great. Not just in the United States, the Lord has been opening door everywhere. The country's being opened up, different languages. And I know the brothers have a long roadmap. Right? There are many books and things can be published and to support and supply the parents and the families and children. But they're limited by what they're able to do, because the number of the serving ones and many things, they've been limited by the finance.
Right.
So we, as the churches in NorCal, we would like to propose that to continue to support, right, in this area of the Lord's work and labor.
Amen.
Peter, you'd like to add something?
Well, I mean, I That would be wonderful. You know, again, this is kind of like this matter of, you know, we're much more comfortable to be pulled into a thing than to push ourselves into a thing. Always the matter of finances is kind of, you know, it's a holy thing, even between the ones who serve and the Lord. And the Lord has provided, brothers, we should write a book on just Jehovah Jireh, on how the Lord has provided really amazingly. Many times, brothers, really many times at the last moment, just the amount that is needed just is there. It's incredible, really so. But it's been hard to kind of look ahead and say what the needs were, because who would have thought that we would had to have supported some work in Ukrainian? I mean, that was just not on our radar at all.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that we would need to support a work in Poland? There's a person that we're supporting full time. She's just in a very critical cog in many things. She lives in Spain, but she lost her employment, and she was about to be hired by a company that would have just took all of her time and all of her energy. And we didn't have the money, and we said, how about we hire you? I mean, this is how we operate. We just make these kind of things. The Lord said, get on a train and take a trip. And we don't have the ticket. And we just go to the station. And then on the way, was it a train or a boat? I forget, right? Watch my knee. He just was clear. I need to go. And he got the ticket on the way. So anyway, but we can't live like that. I mean, we can't... We need to have some kind of a clarity of right. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe
amen. Amen. I just want to say to the rest of the brothers in NorCal who are on here that I think the support from NorCal over the last year or whatever was mostly just from a handful of localities, and I believe our hope is that through this kind of fellowship, more of the churches could participate rather than, I think it was really only five churches, but it definitely made a difference. But how much more if we had 30 churches, you know, contributing, you know, and it doesn't even have to be large amounts if it's 30 churches. But anyway, I think that's our burden tonight, is this burden to be put into all the churches here in NorCal and let all the brothers go to the Lord and their fellowship, you know, see how the Lord would lead them in this matter.
No,
I think we're talking that maybe perhaps Pleasanton could be a focal point for those that could give, so we have some idea of what's being given.
Yeah, just to echo what Terry just said, I think all the brothers after this presentation and maybe before this realize how strategic this labor is, that, you know, the children are and the families are under attack, you know, in this country and all over the world. And this kind of labor of love is really, you know, the Lord is really blessing it. But how much more blessed it would be if more of us could participate, you know, at least by prayer and support. You know, so right now, as Terry said, five churches are supporting at a certain level. You know, maybe we can't give $1,000 a month, but, you know, maybe, you know, each church could fellowship, consider, and maybe Pleasanton could be the point of contact. That would be really good. But, yeah, just to continue to support this labor. Amen.
So we can send out a NorCal email about the details a little later, but please consider before the Lord in your locality if you can contribute something, or at least consider something to support. It doesn't need to be that much, but you're partaking in the blessing of supporting this work for the children and for the parents.
Yes, we
have to realize this is also a support and a strengthening of the parents and the families in the Lord's recovery.
Very good. Very good, Don. That's exactly right. Exactly right. That's right.
Amen.
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 Brother, should we stop here? We'll follow up with an email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brothers.
Thank you,
brother.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.